AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Primaries being held today in Mississippi and Michigan while the GOP holds caucuses in Idaho and Hawaii. Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich is hoping for a good showing in Michigan, the first of the Midwestern states involved in the presidential race.
Let us, for the rest of this day, leave no stone unturned. Have the state of Michigan send a message and launch me into the state of Ohio, where we will have a whole new day in American politics.
Democrats are choosing between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Carter Brown says he and his family back Clinton.
I voted, and my family voted for Hillary Clinton. We'd like her to become the president rather than some other clown.
A 22-year-old Chicago man is charged with first-degree murder and the death of a 9-year-old because the boy was the son of a rival gang member. Acting Police Superintendent John Escalante says Dwight Boone Doty allegedly shot Tyshawn Lee to punish the boy's father.
His death was the culmination of gang violence that spiraled into a cycle of retaliatory violence fueled by illegal guns and absolutely zero regard for human life.
Boone Doty is also charged with murder in the October shooting death of 19-year-old Brianna Jenkins and attempted murder and aggravated battery in the wounding of another person with her. Defense officials say a top Islamic State militant was the target of an airstrike last week in Syria. Here's Sagar Magani.
The officials say the target was a militant sometimes called Omar the Chechen, Omar al-Shishani, one of the Islamic State's most prominent military leaders. Officials are now assessing whether the strike may have killed al-Shishani. The attack happened Friday near al-Shaddadi, a former Islamic State stronghold in Syria. U.S.-backed Kurdish forces retook the town last month. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. Harsh rhetoric ahead of a Supreme Court nominee.
Senate Democrats are reacting with outrage to a statement by the Senate's number two Republican that anyone the president nominates to fill the Supreme Court vacancy can expect to be treated like a piñata. They're calling Senator John Cornyn's comments reckless and outrageous. This is Senator Richard Durbin.
A piñata gets beaten up unmercifully until it falls apart. That's the warning being given by the majority party in the Senate to the president and the nominee.
It's the latest back and forth between the two parties as the president considers who he'll nominate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A California TV reporter and cameraman barely got out of the way of a car while they were all live on the air. The KTVU video shows reporter Alex Savage, then a loud bang and cameraman Chip Vaughn yelling, "Watch out!" Savage jumps as the car plows through where he had been standing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.